Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Throughout its history, Varner Hog Plantation in Brazoria County has been home to well-known Texans, including the family of James S. Hogg, the first native-born governor of Texas.
The Hoggs purchased the property in 1901. They bought it as a cottage, a country home, for them to go and retreat to.
Candy Taylor Hilly is Varner Hogg site manager.
James Stephen Hogg also bought it because he very personally felt and thought after his involvement in Beaumont with Spindletop and that there was oil on the property, and he was right. He never found this out, unfortunately, in his lifetime, but by the 1920s, this land was giving over $40,000 a day up in oil to the Hogg family, and that's where their real riches came from. He made some money in politics, but his children, his three sons and daughter, Miss Ima Hogg, were the ones who really prospered from it. All the wonderful things they did for Houston and for Texas was because of the oil they received from this property and the money from that.
The home remained in the Hogg family until 1957 and was dedicated and open for visitation on her father's birthday in 1958. And this Saturday, Varner Hogg celebrates Miss Ima Hogg's birthday from noon to 2, and you're invited. Find a link to the park information and directions at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today with research and writing help from Lauren Seeger. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.